我们请弟兄姊妹看一段我们很熟的经文。
Let's turn to a passage that we're very familiar with.
我们看以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
我们看十六节和十七节。
Verse 16 to 17.
以弗所书第五章十六节跟十七节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16 to 17.
这里讲说要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶，不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is.
时间过得很快。
Time passes so quickly.
在我感觉里头好像一年从一晃眼就过去了。
I felt that the year has passed in just a blink of an eye.
我好像这个两千年好像来了，好像不是很长的一段时间。
Is that so? The 2,000 years is not a very long time.
你知道有时候我写那个填那个表格啊，有的时候还写1990几年的。
When I fill in a form, sometimes I'm tempted to put down 1990 something.
哦，没想到现在二字头已经快。到零九了，快要到零九了。
Now we're in 2000 something.
我不知道弟兄姊妹你里头的感觉怎么样。
I don't know how you feel inside.
你知道，原谅我说一些话，大概你们没有很有感觉的。
Forgive me for saying something that you may not be able to relate to.
我年轻的时候，我感觉日子很长。
When I was young, I felt that time is very long.
好像要等过要等过年，要等好久才有过年的日子。
Is that so? I need to wait a long time for the new year.
但现在啊，我发觉这个日子好短。
But now I find that time is very short.
我看如果你慢慢年纪老一点、大一点的时候，你一定有同样的感觉。
When you grow old, I think you feel the same way.
所以我在主面前有一个感觉。
I have a feeling before the Lord.
我想要跟弟兄姊妹们一同来思想圣经里头给我们一个的劝诫。
Let us ponder upon the concept of time.
主说，接主的话说，我们要爱惜光阴。
The Lord told us to redeem the time.
因为现今的世代邪恶。
Because the days are evil.
为什么
？Why?
因为这个邪恶的世代就有一个。很明显的一个作为
Because the evil time has a manifestation.
它要我们不爱惜时间
It will cost us to waste our time.
叫我们其实你有多少时间就是你有多少的生命
It tells you the amount of time you have is your life.
你看今天有很多的娱乐
You see a lot of entertainment.
我原谅我常说我过去哈
Forgive me for talking about my past.
我小的时候
When I was young.
那没有今天那么多的活动
We don't have so much activities.
我记得我小时候只有晚上听一个小时的收音机
When I was young, we only listened to 1 hour of radio in the evening.
那就是我妈妈的娱乐也是我唯一的娱乐
It entertains both my mother and myself.
那我妈妈把收音机一关了我就什么都没有了
When my mom turned the radio off, I have nothing.
那个时候我感觉还是不错哎。
I felt okay with that.
那今天当然你们都不同了。
But it's different today.
我看见我的小小的侄儿。
I see my little niece.
他除了拿那个我叫不上来那个，他现在 Game Boy 已经太落后了
哦。Oh, my nephew, our Game Boy is very outdated.
他跟几个小孩在一起。
He plays with his fellow children.
我请他们吃饭。
I invite them over for a meal.
他们跟我一句话都不说的。
He doesn't talk to me.
他们几个就拿着他们那个小机器。
They play with their Game Boy.
然后他们就可以一直玩一个小时，就这样就对着这个机器玩得不停。
And they play with their Game Boy for an hour non-stop.
然后他告诉我。
And then he told me.
原来他们几个人的东西可以连起来的。
It's an interactive game, so they're playing with one another.
我还不晓得有这个玩意。
I didn't know about such things.
原来他们是四个人一起玩。
There were four of them were playing together.
哦，弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天在这个地上有太多的东西来消耗我们的时间。
Today there are a lot of things that take up our time.
当然那个时候我没有电脑。
I didn't have a computer back then.
从我家有第一台的电脑。
when my family had a first computer,
到今天,
to today,
我发觉现在我们花在电脑上的时间是非常的多了。
We spend too much time with our computers.
原谅我说好,
Forgive me for saying this.
有的现在对年轻人说, 你进食不吃饭其实不是很难。
If you fast, it's not a difficult thing.
因为你们吃的太多,
because you eat too much.
然后呢, 你们也希望这个身材长得好看一点。
And you want to have a better figure.
所以叫你们一天不吃饭呢, 其实一点都不困难。
So it's not difficult for you to fast for one day.
所以我现在呢, 我跟一些年轻人说,
So I speak to the young people.
现在是什么是你的进食呢?
你的进食是什么呢? What is your fast today?
就是你一天不碰你的电脑。
Don't refrain from touching your computer for a day.
你有一天不碰你的电脑, 你就发觉, 诶, 只是一个不容易的事。
If you don't touch your computer for one day, it's a difficult thing.
那个时候的进食, 因为吃饭是人的需要。
Because eating is one of our necessary needs.
所以进食说明在主面前, 不要再有其他的享受了。
So when you fast, you cannot enjoy those things.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
今天如果你真的要寻求主,
if you really want to seek the Lord today,
主的话提醒我们,
God's word said to us,
现在的世代邪恶,
the times are evil.
他仇敌要来欺骗我们,
the enemy wants to deceive us.
他要告诉我们说,
he tells us,
我们还有明天,
we have tomorrow.
我们还有很多的时间,
we have lots of time.
我们很多时间给我们花的,
we have a lot of time to waste.
哦, 你还有很多, 你还年轻, 你的时间还有一大段可以走的,
you're young, so you have a lot of time before you.
不, 弟兄姊妹,
that's not true.
其实是邪恶的时代,
this is an evil time.
他要骗你,
he wants to deceive you.
你的时间就这样子丢去了,
your time has gone by.
在一年快要终结的时候,
the year is almost ended.
我知道我讲完这篇道以后, 今年我就不用再跟你们讲道了。
I know that this is my last sermon of the year.
那所以我要把这个信息再来告诉你们。
So I want to tell you this message.
爱惜光阴,
redeem the time.
其实这个字, 如果你们有读圣经的人, 你们也知道,
if you really know your Bible, you would know.
光阴这个字, 本来的意思都是说机会。
The original meaning of time is opportunity.
爱惜光阴的意思就是说你要抓住机会。
Redeeming the time means to seize the opportunity.
不要让机会这个白白的就流走了。
Don't let the opportunity pass by.
你知道神把很多的机会来给我们。
God gave us a lot of opportunities.
个人也好,
personally,
对教会也好,
in the church as well.
其实我们的主总是一直的把机会放在我们生命的当中。
The Lord always gives us opportunities in our life.
那重点是什么呢?
What's the point?
到底你有没有抓住这个机会?
Did you seize the opportunity?
如果你把这个机会这个丢掉的话,
if you let the opportunity pass by,
你就没有爱惜你的光阴,
then you have not redeemed the time.
你也不知道神的心意,
then you do not know the will of the Lord.
这段经文告诉我们说,
this passage tells us,
他说你不要那么笨啊,
don't be fools.
因为你要知道主的心意是什么,
because you need to know the will of the Lord.
因为主的旨意,
because the will of the Lord.
总是放在机会的里头,
it's always in the opportunities.
如果我们把机会放弃了,
if we let the opportunities go,
我们就失去了主在我们身上工作的机会,
then we let go of the opportunity for the Lord to work in us.
我感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
在我跟随主的一段的路上,
when I, on the path that I follow the Lord,
主总是把一些机会给我,
the Lord gave me an opportunity.
有的机会我把它失去了,
some opportunities I let pass.
有的机会感谢主我抓住了,
sometimes I seize the opportunity.
我现在回头想过来,
now that I look back,
我实在满心感谢主,
I really thank the Lord.
如果我不把这个机会抓住,
if I did not seize the opportunities,
我就失去了很多的祝福,
then I lost a lot of blessings.
我想今天早上跟弟兄姊妹看圣经里头几个的人物,
let us go through a couple people in the Bible today.
其实你们都非常熟的那个圣经的人物,
you're very familiar with their story.
从他们的身上,
from their life.
我们就看见到底我们怎么抓住机会活在主的跟前。
We can see how they seize the opportunities and live before the Lord.
第一个我要看的,
the first person is.
然后我今天不用换圣经, 我假设这些人物你都非常熟了,
I am assuming that you know their lives very well.
第一个我们要看的,
the first person.
我想你也猜得到,
I think you can guess.
就是玛利亚,
it's Mary.
当主在快要离开这个世界的时候,
when the Lord is about to leave this world,
玛利亚就来到主的面前,
Mary came before the Lord.
你们知道她带了一瓶最贵重的香膏,
she brought before him a pint of pure nard.
我们知道这瓶香膏可以说是她一生所有的储蓄,
this is her life saving.
也可以说她一生所最爱所存起来就是这瓶的香膏,
this is her most beloved bottle.
她来到主的面前,
she came before the Lord.
她就把这个玉瓶打破了,
and she broke the bottle.
然后把香膏倒在主的身上,
and poured the pure nard on Jesus' body.
当然其他人看见非常的奇怪,
the others were pretty surprised.
有他连主的门徒也说讲的话,
even one of the Lord's disciples said,
他说你为什么那么浪费啊,
this is such a waste.
你为什么你知道这些香膏能够卖多少钱呢?
This ointment can be sold for much money.
你可以买30两的银子,
300 pieces of silver.
你能够叫很多人因为这个钱得到帮助啊,
you can help a lot of people with that money.
你为什么你愿意这样的浪费呢?
Why is it such a waste?
你知道这个香膏不是玛利亚拿一点点倒在主的头上,
you know that Mary didn't just put a bit of the pure nard on Jesus.
我常常说玛利亚这个心已经想得很清楚,
Mary had a very clear mind when she did this.
结果倒在主身上的膏油,
the ointment poured on the Lord Jesus,
她是准备一点都不再保留的了,
she does not want to withhold any of that.
所以她把瓶子打破了,
so she broke the bottle.
打破了这个瓶子,
after the bottle was broken,
那就没有什么再保留下来,
there's nothing left for herself.
她把所有的膏油都倒在主的身上,
she poured it all on the Lord Jesus.
旁边人都不了解,
the bystander didn't understand.
但现在过了2000年,
and now after 2000 years,
我们回过头来看这故事,
we look back,
我们就知道,
and we know,
玛利亚是抓住了最好的机会,
Mary seized the best opportunity.
因为再过一段时候,
because after a time,
就再没有机会做这个事情,
she had no more opportunity to do that.
再过一段时候, 很多人希望得到主的称赞再没有机会了,
after a little time, people want the Lord's praise, but there's no opportunities for them.
主怎么说?
What did the Lord say?
他说你知道常有穷人跟你们在一起,
the poor you will always have,
但你不常有我,
but you will not always have me.
当然主不是说以后不跟他们在一起,
of course the Lord didn't mean to leave you forever.
主的意思就是说,
what does he mean?
能够有这样的机会就是这个时候了,
the opportunity is now.
你可以有很多机会做别的事情，亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
you have a lot of opportunities to do other things.
但为主的机会可能你一生就只么的一个,
but the opportunities for the Lord is once in a lifetime.
如果你把这个机会你把它放走了,
if you let the opportunity slip by,
你就没有机会了,
then you have none left.
你想想看,
think about it.
主的话告诉我们,
the Lord's word said,
拿一瓶的膏油,
that pint of pure nard,
是有一斤的重,
it's about a pound.
一斤的香膏倒在主的身上,
all of it poured on the Lord Jesus.
你去, 我不知道今天你到店里去, 你买一瓶的那个擦, 你不知道擦什么了, 擦脸也好, 擦身体好, 其实很少的,
if you buy a bottle of whatever it is to put on yourself, it's a very small bottle.
你很小心的涂一点, 那边涂一点, 那边涂一点, 越贵的, 你涂得越小心, 有没有?
The more expensive it is, the more scarce you would use it.
你没有一个瓶子里头这个膏油有一斤重, 你这大概很少, 今天可以看得到,
for that weight that Mary put on the Lord, it's very scarce, it's very hard to see.
玛利亚没有保留,
Mary did not hold anything to herself, she poured all on the Lord.
当主死了以后,
when the Lord passed,
那个时候有钱的人尼哥底母来了,
then the rich Nicodemus came.
他带了多少膏油来啊?
How much ointment did he bring?
他带了100斤的膏油来,
100 pounds.
则是一百跟一的比例。
The ratio is 100 to 1.
他能够带一百斤的膏油来。
He can bring 100 pounds here.
都涂在主的身上。
And put it on the Lord Jesus.
但很可惜。
But unfortunately,
主没有再讲话了。
The Lord did not say anything.
主没有说，哎呀，你个提姆，你真好，你准备了那么多膏油倒在我的身上。
The Lord did not say, Oh, Nicodemus, you did such a great job with all the ointment.
主没有再说，以后你们传福音就要提这个人的事情作为一个纪念。
The Lord did not say, Whenever you preach the gospel, mention Nicodemus.
没有了。
No.
没有机会了。
No more opportunity.
当然，尼哥底母做的是很好。
Of course, Nicodemus did a very beautiful thing.
但是我们感觉还要晚了一点。
It was too late.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你有没有把握你的时间摆在主的跟前
？Did you seize the opportunity to be before the Lord?
你不要以为你是年轻啊。
Don't think that you're young.
你不知道主到底有多少机会量给你在你一生的路上。
You don't know how much opportunity the Lord would give into your life.
你要抓住机会。
Seize the opportunity.
能够在今天能够爱主，做尽你的能力去爱他。
If you can love the Lord today, do it with all your strength.
如果今天你能够为主牺牲一点，你就尽量来牺牲一点。
If you can sacrifice something for the Lord, do it today.
我来的时候，我心里头很高兴。
When I came, I was very rejoicing.
因为我看见几个弟兄在上头祷告。
Because I saw a couple brothers praying upstairs.
我说，如果我们能够多些在主面前祷告，我们就有路了。
If we can spend more time in prayer before the Lord, then we have a way.
我还记得我年轻的时候。
I remember when I was young.
我很明白。
I understood.
在香港跟在北美完全不同。
There's a difference between being in Hong Kong and North America.
不过。我还把我自己一些故事告诉你。
I have something to tell you. My story.
我年轻的时候。
When I was young.
我每天。
Every day.
我六点半，我就要离开我的家，到会所去祷告。
At 6:30 every morning, I would leave my home and go to the church.
然后那边有几个的年轻人。
And there are a couple of young people there.
我们每一天就在这里跪在主的面前祷告。
We knelt before the Lord and prayed together.
我回想起来，这是个非常甜美的经验。
Now that I look back, it's such a sweet experience.
你要知道，做一次不难啊。
To do it for one day is not hard.
但如果每天六点半你就要出来去祷告，那是不容易的事情。
But for every day at 6:30 a.m., it's a very challenging thing.
我那个时候我就去祷告。
Sometimes I go and pray.
一直从七点钟祷告到八点钟。
From 7 to 8 in the morning.
我们都跪在主的跟前。
We all kneel before the Lord.
为了我们自己。
For ourselves.
为了我们的服事。
For our service.
为了教会。
For the church.
其实我们几个年轻人懂得不多啊。
We don't know much.
但我们做一个心。
But we have a heart.
我们要在主面前好好来更多的认识他。
We want to know our Lord even more.
每一个早上。
Every morning,
不管是下雨
no matter if it rains,
还是很冷的天气
or when it's very cold,
我就起来
I get up,
我去了
I went,
后来我结婚了
and then I got married.
你知道没有结婚以前跟结婚以后有点不同的
You know life is different before and after you get married.
因为你结婚以后在你睡的床旁边以前是一个小床现在有多人睡在你旁边
Because when you're single, you have a small bed and after you're married, you have someone else beside you.
你想我应该多睡一阵子再陪陪我的太太呢
Sometimes I feel I want to spend more time in my bed with my wife.
但主说不可以
But the Lord said no.
所以我还要起来
So I have to get up.
我还是没有改变我的生活。
I did not change my lifestyle.
我还是六点半就起来到会所去祷告。
I get up at 6:30 to pray at the church.
我抓住这个机会。
I seized the opportunity.
哦，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我可以有选择的。
I have a choice.
我可以选择留在家里。
I have a choice to stay home.
我可以选择做，我可以在家里，我也可以读我的圣经啊。
I can read the Bible at home.
我也可以在我家里，我自己有些祷告啊。
I can pray at home myself.
但我知道这是另外主给我的一个机会。
But I know that this is an opportunity that the Lord gave me.
所以我抓住这个机会。
So I seized the opportunity.
我要跑到教会里头。
I need to go to the church.
我要跟这些弟兄们一起在主面前追求。
I need to seek the Lord with the brothers and sisters.
我不知道主今天有什么机会量给你。
I don't know what opportunities the Lord gave you today.
那重点是说, 你要不要在你年轻的时候, 你就好像玛利亚一样,
but the point is, when you're young, you want to be like Mary.
做八节个倒在主的跟前,
pour everything before the Lord.
我心里头常有一个感觉,
I have a feeling inside.
我这个感觉不是每个人都同意。
I don't think all of you would agree with me.
不过就是我的感觉。
But that's my feeling.
你知道其实神用一个人,
when the Lord used someone,
他在年轻的时候就用他了。
When he's young, he would be used by the Lord.
所以在做年轻的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我不用举很多的例子。
I don't need to raise a lot of examples.
从一个年轻的时候主已经能够用一个人。
The Lord can use someone when they're young.
如果你过了一段时间已经不再年轻了,
after a time, you're no longer young.
你就发觉主能够在你身用你的,
you would come to know that the opportunities that the Lord gives you is not much.
告诉你一个例子,
let me give you an example.
美国最有名的布道家,
the most famous preacher in America,
Moody.
Moody.
你们都知道他的故事,
you know his story.
他年轻的时候,
when he was young,
他说念得不多,
he didn't study much.
他连英文的发音, 人家说都讲得不好,
he doesn't really know how to speak English.
当然我没有听过他讲道, 我不知道,
I haven't heard, so I don't really know.
很多人说, 这个Moody讲道, 他连文法都错的,
when he preaches, his grammar is all screwed up.
不过他有个心,
but he has a heart.
他19岁那一年,
when he was 19,
他家里很穷,
he comes from a very poor family.
他钱不多,
he's not very rich.
但是他有个心,
but he has a heart.
他说我要到Chicago去,
he wants to go to Chicago.
我要成为一个最成功的商人,
I want to be the most successful businessman.
他去卖这个鞋子,
he sells shoes.
他有个想法,
he has an idea.
他说我一生要赚10万美金,
he wants to earn 10K American dollars.
100K.
Oh, sorry, 100K American dollars.
那个对他来说, 那个时候如果能够赚10万美金, 是很多钱了。
100K is a big deal back then.
等于今天超过你1000万了。
It's over $1 million today. 10 million today.
他去用功的工作,
he worked really hard.
他抓住每一个的机会,
he seized the opportunity.
一年,
one year,
他已经赚到5500块,
he earned $5,500.
今天当然你一年不会赚那么少钱,
of course you earn a lot more today.
但你知道那个时候如果赚到这个钱, 已经是很不容易, 可以说在那个卖鞋的是top sales了。
This is a big deal for someone who sells shoes back then, so he was a top sales.
就是说,整个卖鞋的行业里头, 每个人知道他卖鞋卖的最多。
Everyone in the industry knows that he is the top salesman.
对他来说, 如果他愿意留在这个行业里头, 他可以说是非常的光明。
If he is willing to stay in the business, he has a bright future.
但他那个时候主呼召他。
But at that time, the Lord called him.
叫他放下他的,
asked him to let go of his job,
然后来跟随他,
and follow him.
他23岁,
when he was 23,
他就放下他的一切,
he let go of his career.
他来跟随我们的主,
he followed the Lord.
他一生没有赚到10万的美金,
he never earned the 100K.
但你知道因为他的祷告传福音有多少人得救呢?
But because of his prayer and preaching, do you know how many people are saved?
25,000. 25,000. Sorry, 25,000. 100,000. 100,000.
He wanted 100K in his heart.
结果当他答应神的呼召,
after he responded to the Lord's call,
他听了, 抓住了这个机会,
he seized the opportunity.
结果神把 25,250K的人的灵魂算在他的账上,
and the Lord gave him 250,000 souls.
这是机会,
this is an opportunity.
我们不可能每个人做目的,
we can't be Moody's.
但我们每一个人都有你人生的机会,
but we all have opportunities.
你们知道那个 Uncle Mill吧?
You all know Uncle Mu.
你也听过他的见证?
You heard of his testimony.
他年轻的时候,
when he was young,
他长得很漂亮,
he was very attractive.
人家准备把他到河里, Hollywood, 准备当电影明星去了。
He was going to be a star in Hollywood.
他坐在火车上,
when he was on a train,
主父找他,
the Lord called him.
前面是一个光明的世界的路,
it's a bright future ahead of him.
但主说,
but the Lord said, come.
他坐火车要从加拿大往南走的时候,
when he was on the train heading west,
但他知道主父找他,
but he knew that the Lord called him.
他抓住这个机会,
he seized the opportunity.
他走来跟随我们的主,
he came and followed the Lord.
他到上海是60年以前,
he went to Shanghai 60 years ago.
他写了一个条子给我看,
he wrote a note.
他说60年前的今天, 我的船第一天到上海,
60 years ago today, my boat arrived in Shanghai.
你知道他这样救了多少个孩子吗?
Do you know how many children he saved?
如果他一个不小心当了电影明星,
if he really became an actor in Hollywood,
可能吸引很多人来模仿他,
there would be a lot of people to imitate him.
因为可能他有很多的财富,
he would have been very rich.
但他得不到一个人的灵魂,
but he would not have earned anyone's soul.
他结果选择了这个认为最艰难的路,
so he chose the most difficult path.
但主的确用了他,
but the Lord really used him.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
my dear brothers and sisters,
有一天我们来见主的时候,
when we see the Lord one day,
你不是说主啊现在我把很多我劳苦的来给你,
you can't say that, oh, I toiled so much and I give my toil to you.
主会问说,
the Lord would ask,
哪一天,
that day,
哪一个机会,
which opportunity,
为什么你不把你的膏香膏倒在我的身上呢?
How come you didn't pour your ointment on me?
我们很多年轻人要抓住机会找工作, 这是对的。
Many of us seek the opportunity and look for a job.
今天你抓住机会能够爬得更高, 绝不是说不可以。
You want to climb higher and higher, and it's not wrong.
但我现在要问,
but now I have to ask,
如果有这么一个机会,
if there is such an opportunity,
你能够为主摆上一点,
if you can give something to the Lord,
你能够为主出一点的代价,
if you can pay something to the Lord,
你要不要让这个机会过去?
Would you let this opportunity pass?
有一个诗歌说得好啊,
there is a very good hymn.
他说到哪一天,
on that day,
你再没有机会为主来痛苦了,
you have no more opportunity to suffer for the Lord.
你再没有机会能够为主背十字架了,
you have no more opportunity to carry the cross for the Lord.
因为那个时候你见到主这一切都过去了,
after seeing the Lord, all this will pass.
这个是化妆的祝福,
this is a blessing in disguise.
还有今天,
there is still today.
还有机会,
there is still opportunity.
你能为主受一点苦,
you can suffer for the Lord.
你能为主牺牲一点,
you can sacrifice something for the Lord.
还有一点机会, 我亲爱弟兄姊妹,
there are still opportunities today, dear brothers and sisters.
能够为主把你所有钱包的钱都倒在主的身上,
you can pour all your wealth on the Lord today.
我不知道你们爱不爱钱,
I don't know if you love money or not.
我从来不跟年轻人说, 因为我估计你们没有钱。
I don't talk about this with you guys because I don't think you guys have money.
结果倒是第二堂讲的。
I'm going to talk about it in the second session.
因为第二堂, 我们猜他们都有钱。
Because I think that they have money in the second session.
但我想想不对啊。
But I think this is wrong.
因为现在年轻人都是有钱的。
Because the young people are very rich today.
因为他们说, 如果今天你能够推一个东西, 抓得住18岁孩子的心, 你就能够卖得最好了。
If you have strength when you're 18, then you can,
No, if you're going to launch a product and get hold of the heart of 18.
If you can launch a product when you're 18, then you can earn much money.
如果你有钱的话,
if you have money,
你要什么准备?
What are you going to do?
要为主摆上,
you have to give to the Lord.
这是你的机会,
this is your opportunity.
第二个的机会,
the second opportunity.
也是我们很知道的,
we all know this.
这是以斯帖的故事,
it's the story of Esther.
我想你们都知道以斯帖的故事,
we all know the story of Esther.
当那个时候犹太人碰到过最难的时候,
when the Jews were going through such a hard time,
犹太人快要整个犹太人给灭绝了。
The whole Jewish nation was about to be genocide.
你们回去看这个故事了，我今天不细细的说。
You can go and look at the story yourself. I'm not going to go through it today.
那是仇敌的最大的工作。
It was the great work of the enemy.
因为如果你把整个犹太人灭绝的话，
If you destroy the whole nation,
神的计划就不能够成功了。
God's will cannot be fulfilled.
我们不要以为说，只不过是人类历史里头其中的一段落的一个故事，绝对不是。
We can't treat it as a fragment of history.
但其实仇敌在这个时代一个最厉害的工作。
But it's the greatest work of the enemy.
他知道如果把神的百姓都除灭的话，
If they wipe off God's people,
神在那个计划就不能够在地上实现。
God's will cannot be fulfilled on earth.
最困难的时候，
The most difficult time.
莫迪改去看，派人去见以斯帖。
Mordecai sent someone to Esther.
他要跟以斯帖说，
And spoke to her.
你现在我们在有这样困难的地方，
We're in such a difficult time.
我们整个有民族就要被灭绝了，
Our whole nation about to be wiped off.
你该做些事情，
You can do something.
如果你是以斯帖，
If you're Esther,
你怎么想？
What do you think?
我已经在王宫里头了，
I'm in the palace already.
我已经是成为王后了，
I'm the queen already.
其实我说不好，我现在已经不是犹太人了。
Well, in another words, I'm kind of not a Jew anymore.
你知道我嫁给一个外邦的王，
I already married to someone Gentile.
那现在我的家就成为他的家了，
My home is his home.
我不再是犹太人，
I'm not Jewish anymore.
我跟我丈夫是同一个国家的人，
I belong to my husband.
你们犹太人过去就过去了。
WellThe business of the Jews is none of my business.
以斯帖不是这样。
Esther didn't think like that.
她爱她的百姓。
She loved her people.
另一句话说，她知道神在神的百姓当中要做什么事情。
She knows that God needs to do something among his people.
但是她也很害怕。
But she was very scared.
因为那个时候不是每个人都能够进去见王的。
Because not everyone can go and see the king.
今天我们完全不能够理解的事情。
We can't understand that today.
他说如果王没有叫你，你去见他的话，
If the king didn't summon you and you went before him,
马上就给王杀死了。
He'll behead you immediately.
以斯帖说，
Esther said,
我30天我没有叫我去见他了。
I haven't seen the king for 30 days.
搞不好王太忙。
Maybe he's busy.
还是他已经把我忘记了。
Maybe he forgot about me.
30天我没有见过王的面。
30 days I haven't seen the king.
我如果去不是太危险了吗？
If I go, it's dangerous.
我不是拿我自己的生命来这样做一个准备做一个牺牲吗？
Then I may have to give up my life.
我百姓就不来，我自己先死掉了。
I haven't saved the people, but I already lost my life.
我这划算吗？
Does this make sense?
他们还没有救，我自己先拿去送死啊！
I haven't saved them yet, and now I'm beheaded.
莫迪改说了什么话？
What did Mordecai say?
他说：“如果这个时候你闭口不言，
If you fail to speak up at this time,
我们犹太人一定从别的地方得到拯救。
The Jews will receive salvation from elsewhere.
莫迪改有信心。
Mordecai has faith.
如果你不讲，我们不会死的。
If you don't speak up, we will not die.
我们还会得到拯救。
We would be safe.
不过，你要知道，你得到王后的位分，岂不是为了现在的机会吗？
But did you not become a queen for such a time as this?
你得到王后的位分，不是为了现在这个机会吗？
Were you not made queen for such a time as this?
以斯帖他就进去讲了。
Esther went in and said.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
今天你可能是一个工程师，
Maybe you're an engineer,
或许你是个老师，
Maybe you're a teacher,
或是你是一个护士，
Maybe you're a nurse,
你有不同你的职业，
You have a different career,
你不一样，好像以斯帖一样当了一个王后，
You can't all be queens,
或许你有很多钱，
Maybe you're very rich,
我不知道，
I don't know,
主把不同的位分给你，
The Lord gave you a portion, a different portion for each of you.
但主还要跟你说同样的话。
But the Lord says the same thing to you.
你知道不知道啊？
Do you not know?
你得到这个位分是为了今天这个机会?
Do you not know that you are given a position for such a time as this?
你花了多少时间成为一个老师啊?
You spend so much time to be a teacher.
你花了多少时间成为一个医生啊?
You spend so much time to be a doctor.
你花了多少时间成为一个工程师啊?
You spend so much time to be an engineer.
你在想,
Think about it.
如果我花了五年、十年成为一个工程师,
If I spend 5 to 10 years to become an engineer,
我要好好做好一个工程师,
I want to be a good engineer.
然后我要在这个公司里头把我毕生所学的来贡献这个公司,
Then I want to contribute all that I've learned to this company.
我成为一个老师,
I'm a teacher.
我要读完了大学再去念一个什么diploma, 然后我才能当一个老师,
After my bachelor, I have to get a diploma, then I can become a teacher.
然后我要把我所有的精神好好来把这个
Then I want to spend all my energy to make my students well.
这是我的事业,
this is my career.
这是我的职分,
this is my duty.
我应该把它做好,
I should do it well.
对的,
That's true.
每个基督徒都应该在地上尽你的责任,
Every Christian should be studious about what they do.
但还有的时候主问你说,
But there's a time when the Lord asks,
如果不是主给你恩典, 你能够走到这一步吗?
But if the Lord had not given you grace, would you be here today?
如果今天你得到这个位分,
you have the position today.
岂不是为了这个机会吗?
It's not for such a time as this.
我假设,
let me hypothesize.
以斯帖那天没有讲话,
let's say that Esther didn't say anything that day.
结果以色列人从别的地方得到拯救,
and the Jews receive salvation elsewhere.
可能以斯帖她一生就快快乐乐地做了她的王后, 一直都没有痛苦过。
Maybe Esther spends her time as a queen happily.
但问题是,
But the problem is,
圣经里头我们再看不见有一个人叫做以斯帖了。
We would not see someone like Esther in the Bible.
我们再没有一个人成为我们的帮助了。
We would not find someone who can help us.
可能到有一天以斯帖在天上的时候,
Maybe when Esther is in heaven one day,
她要非常的难过,
She would be very grieved.
她说为什么哪一天我就不讲那句话呢?
She would kick herself and said, How come I didn't say something that day?
为什么我不把自己拼上去把这句话讲出来呢?
How come I didn't speak up for my people that day?
我知道你们快要传福音,
I know that you guys would preach the gospel soon.
我要鼓励你们,
I have to encourage you.
这是你们的机会,
this is your opportunity.
你不知道你到这个位分就是为了这个机会吗?
Did you not know that you are given such a time as this?
你常听我讲我这个见证,
You have heard me give this testimony before.
但这个对我来说感觉太深刻了。
This story meant a lot to me.
因为我中学的时候,
When I was in high school,
在我旁边我最好的同学,
I have my favorite students beside me.
我跟他非常好,
We're very close together.
我主常跟我说, 传福音给他, 传福音给他。
I really want to preach the gospel to them.
我主要我传, 但我一句话都没讲。
The Lord wants me to preach the gospel to them, but I didn't say anything.
为什么?
Why?
因为我看他怎么样子都不可能信耶稣的。
Because when I look at him, I don't think he'll believe in the Lord Jesus.
他好的事情不怎么做, 坏的事情倒做了不少。
He doesn't do anything good. He always does bad things.
你知道我跟他在一起, 我也没有什么好见证啊。
You know, when I'm with him, I'm not a great testimony either.
今天抽烟, 中学生抽烟, 你们感觉没什么, 那个时候抽烟, 那是一个很坏的事情。
Today, when high schoolers smoke, it's not a big deal, but it's a huge deal back then.
他还抽烟。
He smokes.
我说这些人怎么能得救啊?
How can someone like that be saved?
结果他顺利不下去了。
And then he stopped studying.
因为他成绩太烂了。
Because his grades are very poor.
那学校说你将来学生留不下来了。
The school said, we cannot keep such a student.
那就给踢出去了。
And they kicked him out.
我说这样的同学传福音，这他没救的。
I said to myself, how can someone like this be saved?
然后他跑去厨房学做厨子。
And he became a chef afterwards.
他去学了,很辛苦的。
He was studying to become a chef. It's very tough.
我跟他是好朋友。
I'm his friend.
所以他有时候还来找我。
He came to me one day.
他告诉我说他要煮菜,怎么学,怎么学,这很多的东西。
He told me he's learning to cook.
有一天他来找我。
One day he came to me.
他说郭定强。
He said, Timothy.
我告诉你。
Let me tell you.
我信了耶稣了。
I believe in Jesus.
你要信耶稣啊?
You have to believe in Jesus.
哎呀,
he didn't know that I was a Christian.
他说你要信耶稣啊?
You have to believe in Jesus.
你要来我的教会听听道理啊?
You have to come to my church and listen to the message.
哎呀,
I was so grieved when I heard it.
那时候我才跟他说,
Did you know that I am also a Christian?
我到了他的教会,
I went to his church.
那个时候那个牧师送给我一本书,
his pastor gave me a book.
这个书没什么了,
I didn't do much with it, but I kept the book till this day.
因为这本书每次我看到都提醒我,
because whenever I see this book, I would remember.
我跟这个同事两年,
I was with him for 2 years.
我没有抓住机会把传福音的机会, 抓住把福音传给他,
I did not seize the opportunity and preach the gospel to him.
直到我好像失去他了,
it's as though I lost him.
他不再是我的同学,
he's not my fellow student anymore.
主告诉我说,
the Lord told me.
那个时候你闭口不言,
at that time you did not speak up.
你有机会你不讲话,
you have an opportunity but you did not speak up.
现在他从
Now he receives salvation elsewhere.
我要救他的,
I want to save him. He will be saved.
但你呢?
But you.
你的机会没有了,
you don't have an opportunity anymore.
你知道如果那天我乖乖听主的话,
if that day I really listened to the Lord that
结果种,
day,
结果果子就是我的,
that fruit was mine.
我就可以, 他就可以把他带到,
I can bring him before the Lord.
我也跟他说,哎,你要信耶稣,好不好你来我的教会,听听福音啊。
I can say to him, you want to believe in the Lord Jesus, come to my church and listen to the gospel.
2年我把机会丢掉了,
I lost the opportunity in those 2 years.
结果,
and then,
结果只不是我的,
the fruit is not mine anymore.
我的同学在别的地方得到拯救,
my fellow student got salvation from elsewhere.
然后我呢?
And what about me?
我闭口不言,
I did not speak up.
主说你能够做他的同学不是为了结个的机会吗?
The Lord said to me, did you not become his fellow student for such a time as this?
我好难过,
I was very grieved.
我跟主说,
I said to the Lord,
主啊,
Lord,
以后,
in the future,
有机会的话,
if there are opportunities,
求你给我能力,
please give me strength.
我要抓住这个机会,
I want to seize the opportunity.
我弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我不知道在你身边有多少的人,
I don't know how many people are around you.
你跟他常常在一起,
you're always with them.
你不要以为说只是偶然的,
don't think that it's a coincidence.
你不要以为说主把这个人那个人摆在你身边是那个巧机碰合碰起来的,
don't think that it's all a chance or coincidence.
不,
it's not true.
主说每一个都是你的机会,
everyone is your opportunity.
现在如果你闭口不言,
if you fail to speak up,
他在别的地方可以得到拯救,
they may receive salvation elsewhere,
但你就失去最好的机会了,
but you lost the best opportunity.
哦,亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
传福音不是一个人两个人的事情,
spreading the gospel is not the business of one or two people.
叫人得到拯救, 不要看只是一两个在这里负责的弟兄姊妹的事情,
you can look to one or two brothers and sisters in charge to spread the gospel and save people. It's not true.
主把机会量给你们每一个,
God gave each of us opportunities.
你要讲啊,
you have to speak up.
你要把这个福音传给他,
you have to spread the gospel to them.
现在的时代邪恶,
the times are evil.
他总是要欺骗你, 你还有机会呢?
The enemy wants to deceive you, but where are you going to have the opportunities?
你这个同学这个朋友, 你还看他的机会, 还多的是呢?
You think that there are opportunities for your colleagues and fellow students.
谁晓得?
Who would know?
他的生命有多长?
How would you know how long their lifespan would be?
你的生命又有多长?
How would you know how long your lifespan would be?
抓住机会,
seize the opportunity.
好,时间不多了,
we have no time left.
第三个,
the third one,
能够抓住机会的,
can seize the opportunity.
你一定知道是谁,
you can find out who it is.
是雅各,
it's Jacob.
因为他的名字就是抓,
because his name is to grab.
如果你能够读他的故事, 你发觉他是很本事啊,
if you read his story, you'll find out that he is very, very smart.
他每一个机会他都抓得非常的好,
he sees every opportunity very well.
他羡慕长子的名分,
he longed for the right of the firstborn.
这是一个很长篇的故事, 今天早上没有时间跟你们说了,
it's a long story, so we don't have time to go through it all.
一个羡慕长子名分的人，其实在主面前是主所喜欢的。
Someone who longs for the blessing of the firstborn is someone who pleases the Lord very much.
他一直希望得到长子的名分。
He wants the right of the firstborn.
但是没有机会啊。
But there's no opportunity.
直到有一天。
Until one day.
他看见机会来了。
He saw the opportunity.
他知道他哥哥打猎回来一定很累。
He knew that his brother came back from hunting and he was tired.
所以他煮了一锅汤。
So he cooked some red lentil soup.
他一定把它放在这个最风吹的最好的地方。
He put it in an area of great circulation.
然后当他看见了哥哥回来之后，赶快把那个汤啊弄起来。
So when he sees Esau coming, he fixed his soup up really quickly.
所以当以扫他又累又渴，又闻到这个汤的味道，他什么都忘记。
When Esau came in famished and he smelled the soup, he wanted very much.
以扫说：“我现在快死了。”
Esau said, "I'm about to die."
这个长子名分对我来说还有什么用呢？
What good is the right of firstborn to me?
现在眼前的重要。
What is before me is more important.
什么现在我能够得到饱足最重要。
It's more important to fill my stomach right now.
他说，我长子名分卖就卖吧。
I can sell you my firstborn right.
我要拿到结婚红豆汤。
I want that red lentil soup.
今天很多人都会这样哈。
A lot of people do this today.
雅各抓住机会。
Jacob seized the opportunity
骗了他的哥哥,
and deceived his brother.
骗了他的父亲,
deceived his father.
他一个一个机会抓住, 总没有抓对。
He never seized the right opportunity.
主在他身上工作。
The Lord worked in his life.
你知道在创世纪三十二章有故事。
You know in Genesis chapter 32,
雅各说,
Jacob said,
他对神祷告。
He prayed to the Lord.
他说神啊。
Lord,
你知道当我过约旦河的时候
you know when I crossed the Jordan,
我手里抓着一根杖
I only have a staff in my hand,
我抓住它
I seized it,
我什么都没有了
I had nothing,
我抓这个抓那个结果什么都没抓到
I tried to seize this and that, but I never got anything,
我只抓了一根杖出去
I only had my staff when I went,
现在我回来
now that I'm coming back,
我除了这根杖以外
besides the staff,
我现在有两队人回来了
I have two groups with me.
但他一点安全感都没有。
But he did not have any sense of security.
因为他不知道以扫怎么对待他。
Because he didn't know what Esau would do to him.
那个晚上。
At that night.
你们都很熟的故事。
You all know that story.
神就来跟他摔跤。
God wrestled with him.
我真的想不懂一个人这个怎么摔跤能够摔那么长一段时间。
I don't understand how can someone wrestle for that long.
大概这个雅各真的很厉害。
Maybe Jacob is a really, really great wrestler.
他不管怎么样就是不放。
No matter what, he would not let go.
最后雅各输了。
In the end, Jacob lost.
主摸他的大腿，他就站不起来。
The Lord touched the socket of his hip, and he could not get up.
但雅各他抓住了一个机会。
But Jacob seized the opportunity.
他抓住主说。
He held, clung onto the Lord and said,
如果你不给我祝福的话,
I will not let you go,
我不让你走,
unless you bless me.
如果你不来祝福我, 我就不让你走,
If, I will not let you go unless you bless me.
他一生的抓, 几个抓, 他抓对了。
He finally sees something right in his life.
他没有放逐离开。
He did not let the Lord go.
我真希望我们在座的年轻弟兄姊妹。
I really hope that the young brothers and sisters among us.
你有很多的经历。
You have a lot of experience.
有好的，有不好的。
Good and bad.
但你要知道有一个机会。
But you know that there's one opportunity.
你能够来到主的跟前。
You can go before the Lord.
你好像雅各一样。
Like Jacob.
你要说我能够遇见主，这是难得的机会。
If I can meet the Lord, this is a precious opportunity.
我不要让主来了就走了。
Don't let the Lord come and then go.
不要像我经过一个特别聚会，我来坐一坐，过几天就走了，可以这样。
Don't go to a special meeting and warm the seat and then leave.
你们参加很多的聚会，哎呀，心里头很火热，哎呀，感谢主，主啊，你在这里真好啊。
Your heart are warmed in the special meetings and you said that, oh, it's good for the Lord to be here.
你要是参加一些聚会，你听见唱些诗歌，你都感觉非常的宝贵，你说，哎呀，真好啊。
When you sing hymns, you feel very precious inside and you say that it's very good.
你享受了。
You enjoyed it.
但不要停在这里。
But don't stop there.
如果主在这里的话。
If the Lord is here.
你要好像雅各一样。
You have to be like Jacob. Cling hard onto him. I will not let you go unless you bless me.
没想到主的祝福是叫他以后不能走路。
We would not have thought that the blessing of the Lord includes a limp.
你会想吗? 雅各过去的祝福都是多啊又多。
In the past, his blessings are more and more wealth.
没想到神给雅各的祝福。
Who would have thought that the blessing to Jacob?
从那天开始,
From that day on,
他不能离开他的帐。
He could not leave his staff.
他知道他一生要
He knows that from this time onward, he has to lean on the Lord to move on. He cannot rely on himself anymore. So at the time when he's about to die,
有你读圣经有些版本就这样的翻译,
some versions say,
雅各快要离世了,
Jacob is about to die.
他扶着他的手杖在神面前敬拜,
he worshipped the Lord leaning on his staff.
他一生所走的路,
His whole life. He knew that he grabbed the right thing.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
你有没有这样祷告?
Have you prayed for such things?
如果主给你的祝福是叫你不要再行走的话, 这个祝福你要不要?
If you get a limp, would you pray for the blessing?
我们都不要。
We don't want such things.
我想大概雅各他自己也不知道是这样的祝福。
I don't think Jacob knows what was coming to him.
不过, 雅各的心我们要知道,
but Jacob's heart we know.
他说, 主啊, 你不给我祝福, 我不让你走了。
I will not let you go unless you bless me.
我但愿在座的灵性弟兄姊妹,
I hope that the brothers and sisters here,
你正在主面前有够胆这样的祷告。
You have the gut to pray such a prayer.
说主啊, 我不知道你给我的祝福是怎么样一个祝福。
I don't know what type of blessing you would give me.
但我要像雅各一样,
but I want to be like Jacob.
你不给我祝福,
I will not let you go.
我说不让你走,
unless you bless me.
弟兄姊妹时间不多了,
brothers and sisters, we have no time left.
真是地上的事情很快就要过去,
the things of the earth will pass very quickly.
主回来的日子是将在临近,
the day of the Lord is coming so soon.
你要爱惜光阴,
you have to redeem the time.
抓住机会,
seize the opportunity.
爱主,
love the Lord.
为主讲话,
speak for the Lord.
求主在你生命中给你最大的祝福,
that the Lord may give you the greatest blessing in your life.
主怎么做在玛利亚身上,
what the Lord did in Mary's life.
主怎么做在以斯帖的身上,
what the Lord did in Esther's life.
主怎么做在雅各的身上,
what the Lord did in Jacob's life.
主同样做在,
may the Lord does such a work in our lives.
2009年要来了,
2009 is coming.
又是新的一年,
it's a new year.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
my dear brothers and sisters,
你准备好了吗?
Are you ready?
你要2009年多赚一点钱吗?
Do you want to earn more money in 2009?
你要在2009年你要拿到更高的学位吗?
Do you want to get another degree in 2009?
你要2009年还是你能够抓住机会不要做糊涂的人呢?
Do you want to seize the opportunity and not live unwisely in
2009? 但愿主得着我们,
may the Lord take hold of us.
在这不多的时候,
in the time that is left,
在这个地方,
in this place,
我们竟看见有更多的人爱主,
that we can find more people who love the Lord.
更多人为主说话,
more people to speak for the Lord.
更多人在主面前求求那属天的祝福,
more people to seek the higher blessing before the Lord.
我们低头祷告,
let us pray.
主用你自己的话来勉励我们,
dear Lord, use your own words to encourage us.
我们说我们实在够不上去,
we don't feel that we're adequate to move on.
但主你把能力给我们,
but please give us strength.
叫我们做聪明的人,
let us be wise.
因为你把生命给我们,
because you've given your life to us.
也是把时间和机会给我们,
and you give us time and opportunities.
在这个时候, 叫我们众人心都向着你,
let us all turn our hearts to you.
你就来得着我们,
that you may take hold of us.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.